Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board today as, once again, we face the issues. We're always delighted to have your input, dialogue, and discussion. Therefore, we invite you to call 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question or your comment. We'll be interviewing today Don Redmond. Don Redmond is running for City Council District 4C. He will be, I believe you've been a primary in August, isn't that right?
August the 18th, yes.
August the 18th, been a primary and then the general election in November.
Well, just two of us running. Hopefully, if nobody else jumps in, it'll be over in August.
That's good.
Hope to wipe it out then.
That's right. We're looking forward to it. So, ladies and gentlemen, join in the dialogue and discussion today as we talk with Don about his candidacy for District 4, the City Council of Jacksonville. By the way, Don, we need some good, honest Republicans. I think you're familiar with the fact that we have literally Republicans are the majority in the City Council, but yet most of them are rhinos.
You wouldn't know it by the way they vote. I tell you, I'm really ashamed of some of the Republicans.
I am ashamed of the REC. Yes. And what they're doing in the postulating of candidates, and those candidates, they will stand behind those that will not. But ladies and gentlemen, as we discuss these issues today, we're going to be talking about what's happening on a national level with the anarchy through the Antifa and what is taking place as a result of George Floyd's demise. It was not honorable in the way that took place. But we ought not to destroy America because one person made a decision that was antithetical to what is morally and ethically right. But yet that's what we see taking place in America. We're going to be talking about that, and we'll be talking about the City Council in Jacksonville and the HRO, and they're trying to press forth and approve a bill under the fog of COVID-19 and now under the fog of terrorism that's taking place in our nation, and yes, even here in the city of Jacksonville. So I want us to think on the subject today, the rule of law or mob rule. The rule of law or mob rule. Which should it be in America? Should we just go by mob rule, or is the rule of law still applicable? Should we look at what the rule of law says and go by the law and not the mob rule that we see taking place in our nation? We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the fomenting of anarchy. Anarchy. And I am saddened to see that. And I pray that during the course of the next few days, with some of the decisions that our president's wisely made of instituting the Insurrection Act that they say ought not to be done, some are saying. But I believe that if the governors and mayors across America do not have the spine and the backbone or the wherewithal or the decision-making capability to protect the citizens, I believe that it's wise that our president take that stand and decide to protect America and Americans' properties and America's civil rights and the rights of individual businesses to not be destroyed by rioters marauding through the streets every evening and each night in most of our cities across America. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Word of God. We do so based on the truth book, the Bible. It was Jesus that said in John 8:31 and 32 to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Nancy Pelosi says the truth shall make you free. She has no earthly idea where that comes from in the Bible. She has no earthly idea what the total context is. If she's going to espouse the fact that the truth shall make you free, she needs to at least have someone to coach her and school her on where that's found in the Bible and what it means. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then Jesus said in John 14:6, I am truth. And then to further elaborate on truth, ladies and gentlemen, it was Jesus that said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. It is the truth book. It doesn't just contain a little tidbit of truth. It doesn't just have truth now and then. It is the truth book, verse by verse and chapter by chapter, throughout the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God is truth. And it was George Orwell a number of years ago that made the statement that has stuck with me so long. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And Don, I think that we understand today that the word truth is not even, most can't even spell that word.
That's so true.
And as a result of that, you find Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and AOC and now the blue state mayors and the blue city mayors, that when I say blue, I want you to understand, I'm talking about the socialist, Marxist, Democrat mayors and governors, that they don't even know what truth means or how to even spell the word truth, I believe, in society today. But for the Christian, it was the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus that made the statement that's been so impactful in my life, and I think it should be in every Christian. It says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. So may I ask a question? Do you stand for truth? Are you willing to stand for truth, even if you have to stand alone? Are you willing to stand for truth, even if it means facing death as a result of standing for truth? They're doing that, ladies and gentlemen, as Christians, all over China. They're having to stand for truth. Many of them are being incarcerated, put into re-educational camps in the gulag, and simply made to disappear because of the study of the Word of God. And yet there are so many today in America that do not understand that we're on the very precipice of the potentiality of that in our nation as a result of what we're seeing with COVID-19 and the government coming in and basically shutting down, eviscerating, totally circumventing our Bill of Rights. It gives us the right to worship and to pray and to preach the Word of God. I don't know of anything that could have happened with any greater calamity than the shutting down of our churches across the nation. And perhaps you ask the question, how does that correlate with what we see taking place today with the rioting? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you shut down the churches and the Holy Spirit of God is not having free reign in our nation through the pulpits and the preaching, the teaching of the Word of God, and then this take place, we have nothing to depend on, no strength, no power, no empowerment, because God's been shut out. And so therefore we see these things taking place, I believe, today as a result of it. But ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for those that are wanting to start your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands like Honda and Echo for the homeowners, as well as the professional line for the professional landscapers. Tools for Time also carries the hurricane preparedness equipment with a full line of Honda generators and a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power equipment and the backup generation equipment for the hurricane preparedness. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. If you want a benchmark, look for the gigantic flag, the American flag flying 165 foot above the ground. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we are talking today about the subject of rule of law, a mob rule. And we're at the same time interviewing Don Redmond. Don Redmond is running for city council seat, District 4. We want to get into the nitty-gritty of his candidacy and what we need to do as citizens, the listening audience, you that's listening today. We need to be the salt and light that God would have for us in the city of Jacksonville and elect men like Don Redmond, putting them into position of leadership in our city to make decisions and choices that will be morally, ethically, biblically sound and permissible by the Word of God to protect us in our city. That is vitally needed today. And yet we seem to continue to elect people that are going to say one thing for an election and then live a life totally contrary to that in making decisions for our city. Ladies and gentlemen, regardless of your race, regardless of your creed, regardless of your color, we all recognize anarchy when we see it. If you don't, you're blind. And we're watching anarchy fuming today across our nation. It is the anarchy of Antifa. Here's an article that simply says, Antifa is a far-left militant movement that calls itself the anti-fascist. It goes further to say, it sees itself as a descendant of the European anti-Nazi movement and generally agree that the best way to combat ideas they find odious is not through speech or debate, but by direct action and physical confrontation. That's what we see taking place today, ladies and gentlemen, is the physical confrontation of those groups that are called Antifa. And yet we have folks, and we'll talk about that further in the broadcast, we have some loose-likes, lost, liberal, spineless mayors and governors that are saying it's the white supremacist that's doing all of the looting and the rioting in relationship to these riots that we're having every evening across America, under the pretense that it's because of the loss of the life of George Floyd. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got article after article, in fact, probably several dozen on that subject. And most of them, when you ask them the question, why are you out here? Why are you demonstrating? They don't even recognize the name George Floyd. They don't even know who the man was or is. And yet they're supposedly there on that premise and for that purpose. It's impossible, ladies and gentlemen, to believe that rioting and pillaging and killing and stealing and burning and the demolition and the destruction of personal property is to avenge the death of George Floyd. That's simply not the case at all. Let me just give you a little bullet point list of what's been taking place in the event you've not turned on your television. And some say, well, it's so bad, I just don't turn it on. Well, we can't bury our heads in the sand and play ostrich and believe that somehow, some way, it'll all go away if we just ignore it. Now, I'm not saying that you need to have a 24/7 diet of the Communist Network News and the MSNBC and the other democratically controlled media. I'm not saying that at all, but we need to know what's happening. Let me just give you a little overview, ladies and gentlemen. Police officers have been beaten and several of them killed as a result of the riots that's taking place across America. Business owners have been beaten to death as they tried to protect their business and their property. In fact, I read one article this morning. I don't know if I have that before me, but one sheriff in one county says it's an impossibility for the police officers to protect everybody. He says, so load up, lock up, be ready. And if they break your door down, just shoot. I don't know of any better statement that can be given by a law enforcement officer than that. That is the God-given right of self-defense. And I've published the book a number of years ago on the subject, The Doctrine of Self-Defense. The authorization of self-defense came from God, codified in our Constitution, confirmed by our Supreme Court, to be carried out by the citizens. And I believe we need to recognize there are times when that is necessary. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching thugs filling the streets, burning and rioting. And by the way, I don't know if it was you watched the news on that particular occasion, but they had a CNN reporter, Brother Don, CNN reporter in the town square where the rioting was taking place and a building on fire in the backdrop. And the CNN reporter, as he's reporting, says that this is a peaceful demonstration.
Oh, yeah.
These are just peaceful demonstrators is the way he described that. It was so, the very face of it, you could tell, was an absolute deception. I don't know whether he thought the people were blind and they were just listening. They could not see what was taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, even Macy's department store was completely vandalized just in the past 24 hours. Morning's News showed the iconic major headquarters of Macy's in New York, where they had it boarded up with plywood all the way around, where they had broken the glasses out. They'd gone in and vandalized and pillaged and stolen and hauled off everything that was not tied down in the store just in the past 24 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says, Federal Protective Services officer was shot and killed, another critically wounded during the Oakland riots. The article goes on to say protests and riots erupted on Friday night in multiple cities across the country over the death of George Floyd, who died in a police custody incident. In Oakland, California, two Federal Protective Services officers were shot on Friday. One died. There were at least 7,500 protesters in Oakland on Friday night. And it goes in to talk about what they were doing, looting and setting buildings on fire. Only 18 out of the whole group, though, about 7,500, about 18 of them were arrested and put in paddy wagons and taken off. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the major problems with the arrest that's taking place with these vandals, these thieves, these hoodlums, these thugs, as the president called them, he called them thugs, and Nancy Pelosi got all uptight and hair on fire that he shouldn't call people thugs. And yet that's exactly what they are, thugs in the street, ladies and gentlemen. And if you notice, as you watch these riots taking place, Brother Don, I don't know if you've watched it in this sense, but as you see those with the black mask on and with the hoodies on and usually a black jacket, most of them are carrying some type of satchel on their back, they are all Antifa, yeah. All of them Antifa. They're being transported from city to city across America to continue to stir the pot, as I call it, and to promulgate what they're doing with nothing but theft.
And recruiting as they go.
Recruiting as they go. In fact, they interviewed one of the Antifa people on one of the networks. I don't think it was Fox, but on one of them. And as he was being interviewed, he said that all you got to do is go online. And he said, we're being paid by George Soros. He said they're on Facebook and other places on social media where you can go online. You can volunteer to be one participating in the riots, and they would pay you so much per hour. And even with a pyramid scheme, Brother Don, that if you recruit others then, you would get so much money for each of the ones you recruit and still get your money. He bragged about the fact that he was able to take his entire family, his wife and four kids, and her family all on a exotic vacation with the money that he got paid just for being in the riots. Yep. And he was laughing and talking about it, that was making a bundle of money. And that's exactly what we see taking place. Here's an article that says the riots destroy $30 million St. Paul, Minnesota, affordable housing project. The very people that need the affordable housing in those cities, they burned it out. They burned their shopping centers down. They have destroyed three police headquarters. On one of the police headquarters, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that was so sad to see was that the sheriff, or not the sheriff, but the police chief, ordered all the police officers, when they started smashing the glasses in police headquarters, ordered the police officers to escape for their lives and not to shoot, not to arrest, but leave the building. And the wacky mayor of St. Paul stood at the podium and spoke, and question was asked about that, and he said, well, buildings are replaceable, but lives are not. I want to protect the lives of our police officers and let them go ahead and burn the building down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason we're talking about today, is it's either rule of law or it's mob rule. And what we're watching is rule of law going out the window and mob rule displacing it. Now, listen, here's my problem. Here's my question. If the rule of law is supposed to have taken place all during the past 5 months, with churches being forced to close, with business being forced to close, with the mayors and the governor saying, if you don't wear a mask, we're going to fine you and arrest you. If you walk on the beach, you're going to get arrested. That was supposedly under the rule of law. And now here we are with the same governors and the same mayors across America that's not willing to arrest a rioter, one that's burning buildings and destroying lives and destroying property and stealing. In fact, one of the news clips, after they had shown the pictures on the news last evening of a major upscale jewelry store in New York City had been vandalized and everything taken out. According to the owner, $2.4 million worth of Rolex watches were stolen. $2.4 million of Rolex watches. Ladies and gentlemen, with the things that you're watching, I watched on one of those robbery escapades that was on the news either last night or night before last. They had a drone that was videoing all this taking place. A gigantic parking lot out in front of a Target store and other stores in the lineup in the shopping center. And the SUVs, the Lexus and the other upscale model automobiles filled the parking lot, and everybody jumping out of their cars, running in, using baby strollers and shopping carts to fill them up, bring everything, dump it in the trunk of their cars, and speed off. Don't tell me that is because George Floyd's death at the hands of a police officer. Ladies and gentlemen, I said to my wife, in fact, this morning, I'd be petrified to take stolen goods into my home. Go back and study the book of Joshua. And you find in Joshua chapter 7 and chapter 8, and the children of Israel had gone to battle at the Battle of Ai. And as a result of the battle being lost, they wondered what in the world had taken place. How is it possible? Joshua cried out to the Lord and asking the question, why? And God said, Israel had sinned, and they also have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them they should have taken out should not have taken out their curse thing and have also stolen the symbol, that means to cover up, and they have put it even among their own stuff. And the bottom line was, and I don't have time to do the Bible study, but the bottom line was that Achan had stolen some Babylonian silver and buried it in his tent. Stolen the silver bar, the silver, if you please, brick, and buried it in his tent. As a result of that stolen thing being in his tent, all of the nation of Israel suffered at the hands of God in defeat because of the accursed thing that it was called. And yet I think that a lot of these folks across America that seeing carrying out the rioting, doing the stealing and the thievery, taking it back home for the benefit of their families, do not realize they're bringing the accursed thing into their home, and God's judgment will fall as a result of it. In fact, one of the individuals that was stealing said, I just want to get stuff. I just want to get stuff. I want to bring the dough home, is the way he put it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're allowing that to take place because of the governmental agencies across the nation, police enforcement that is not being carried out. So we're losing the rule of law, and we're going to mob rule. There's a problem with that, Brother Don. Don, you've heard a part of what I've said in a basic overview of some of the continuing monologue today. Tell me, what are your thoughts with what you're seeing taking place in America? How should we view that? Should we as a nation, should we as a people just accept this as being a part of life? Just give our listeners your thoughts, especially from the prism and perspective of a candidate running for city council.
Well, I think that under all circumstances, we need to uphold the law. You know, we just released thousands of prisoners from jails and prisons around the country. Where do we think these people are? They're probably right in the mix.
Right in the mix.
Antifa. They're recruits for the Antifa. But, you know, we have to take a stand, and as local government, and I think that our sheriff has done a pretty good job here. We had some real radical stuff that went on there Friday night, and you know, I think he handled it pretty well. Sure, maybe jumped on a little bit sooner, but they took control. And that's what we have to do. You got to take control of these criminal activities. That's what they are, criminal activities. And not, you know, as long as you allow people to do what, you know, commit crimes and get away with it, you're going in the wrong direction.
Absolutely. And Don, one of the things that comes to mind when we talk about what's happening here in the city of Jacksonville, and of course, I commend Mike Williams, our sheriff, in his handling of that. He has pretty good strong arm on it to correct it, and I'm thankful mm-hmm. for it. But when you look at the promulgators of the things taking place in Jacksonville, the thing that is so heart-rending for me is that there's a lady by the name of Christina Kittle, K-I-T-T-L-E. Christina Kittle is one of four teachers that represent Florida with the Teachers Union. Christina Kittle is a radical left-wing ideologue that hates white people. Christina Kittle is pro-homosexual, and she's anti-moral, she's anti-police, she's anti-American. She's a total radical activist, and she's the one that's been coordinating these riots here in the city of Jacksonville. Ladies and gentlemen, how would you like to have that kind of teacher teaching your sons or your daughters, your grandkids?
That's a scary thought.
It is.
But, you know, I've served for over 20 years on a school advisory committee. I've been chairman of that committee for over 20 years. And I met with the teachers union, and I meet with the teachers and principals and the superintendent. And you look at the situations in our schools, that's where this stuff starts. That's
yes.
where, you know, we have we've lost control of our schools to start with. And, you know, as long as we are allowing teachers of that caliber that, you know, some of the things that I've heard come from the teachers in our schools. Some of the things that I've heard come from the union bosses.
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. And, you know, that's leadership that is going astray. they've gone awry. We have lost control at a very young age of our students. They grow up to be, they are taught that it's all right to get
brainwashed and indoctrinated.
Yeah, that everything is going to be given to them. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And if it's not given to them, they choose to take it. We really are becoming a socialist nation right here under our feet without us putting a stop to it.
Yes.
And we have to control it
have
at
to
some
control.
Point.
And, Brother Don, what I see taking place from the standpoint of the schools, and perhaps the COVID-19 has done us a favor. It closed the schools down. And maybe, ladies and gentlemen, that's the thing that was needed in America, is to let our parents understand and recognize that that child can be educated just as much, just as well at home, even with a mom or dad instructing and being the catalyst for the teaching, as could be in the brick and mortar. Don, that brings me to a thought. It's supposed to be on the ballot in November, I think, about the half-cent sales tax increase for the school board.
Right.
I think that is a major, major, major disservice for the community, because the school board wastes so much money now, up into the hundreds of millions of dollars, and wanting an additional half-cent added to that, and yet they're not accountable for what they have today. Talk with our listeners about your opinion and your stand on the half-cent sales tax. Should we say yes or no?
Well, I'm against it, and because they don't know where the money that they get now is going.
Yes.
There's no accountability.
No accountability.
They have, I had filed to run for the school board, and one of our council members dropped off to run for another office, I changed over to run for the district that I served for 8 years on the city council. But so, I learned a lot about the school system and some of the problems they have. And they have no accountability for the funds that they get from the state. They get the same funds from the state that our charter schools get per students. The charter schools take that money and do a great job of educating the kids, and yet and have to furnish their own building to do it in. Yet our school board has come up with the idea, and the superintendent, for this half-cent sales tax, because they say they need new buildings. Some of the buildings that, the problems that we have are not the buildings.
Not the buildings. It's what's staying at the classroom
until they get control of the students.
Right.
And you're right. This virus has opened a lot of people's eyes to what really has taken place at our schools, what they don't need, and maybe some things that they do need. There's going to be a lot of people I've talked to a lot of people that are going to keep their kids out of school now.
That's good. Adding that, in fact, you touched on that. The homeschooling idea has been increased and encouraged as a result of what we see taking place with the shutting down of the schools. And it could be a blessing in disguise, Brother Don, especially for our kids, to keep them out of that arena. Mm-hmm. But ladies and gentlemen, that's a good idea, that in November, when you go into the voting booth to vote, and that is on a referendum for the half-cent sales tax, we just seem to say no, say no. But we're talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, the question, the rule of law or mob rule. And we're talking about an elongated monologue, dialogue, and discussion as we're talking with Don Redmond. Don is running for City Council District 4, and the primary is in August. And if he wins the primary, he's in office. So we need to put him back in office in the district that he served in so well for 8 years and was termed out. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take at the top of the hour about a 1 minute break for our news. We're going to come right back after our news break. We're going to continue to talk about today, rule of law or mob rule, as we're interviewing Brother Don Redmond. Don is running for Council District 4 in the city of Jacksonville for the city council. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.